Welcome back, Galway Islanders. We're pleased to bring you a soothing world to help you and your children relax. Before we begin, have you left a review for Be Calm on Galway Island? We need your positive reviews. Your reviews help others find our stories and keep us on the air. Everyone makes a difference. So please add your positive reviews to our Amazon Alexa skill page, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite app. Let the world know how much you love Be Calm on Galway Island. Thank you. We really appreciate your help. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Galway Islanders. Ready to be calm on Galway Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling. Just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon. In and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them. As you rest your arms in the grass, focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon in and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now, your whole body is bathed in sunlight as the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragonfire. Dragon gazed up at the soothing gray sky. Fluffy white snowflakes drifted down from the blanket of clouds. Some of the snow landed on the branches of trees, outlining them in white. Dragon watched as flakes, determined to reach the ground, were whisked by the wind at the last minute into a nearby bush. Dragon smiled as the snowflake kissed Dragon's nose. The cool wind whistled by Dragon's ears. Snow danced around Dragon from head to toe in the swirling breeze. The beauty of the winter scene filled Dragon with joy. Slowly, the coldness of the wind chilled Dragon until the warmth of Dragon's cozy cave grew more and more appealing. As Dragon walked the path to the cave, more and more snow fell. Dragon's feet pressed the snow into picture-perfect impressions with each step. The forest felt quiet and peaceful. Dragon scanned the ground, trees, and bushes. Where were the other animals? Dragon shrugged, thinking maybe they were sleeping in their cozy dens. However, as the cozy cave came into view, Dragon realized where the animals had been. There, in front of the cozy cave, several forest animals huddled together. The squirrels, Nutsy and Peanut, wrapped their tails around them for warmth. The bunnies, Ballet, Bobby, and Babette, snuggled up next to the squirrels, while the raccoons, Rebel, Riley, and Rob, carried branches and were busy working on a shelter. Dragon could see the animal friends shivering. They wanted to spend time with Dragon, and that desire had encouraged them out of their cozy homes. dragon picked up some dry sticks and logs and hurried to the animals. Dragon didn't even stop to share a dragon's breath fire hello. Dragon just started placing the logs on the ground. Feeling curious and still a bit cold, the animals gathered to see what Dragon was doing. The logs formed an A, and now Dragon added the smaller branches and then twigs and leaves. Once that was done, Dragon smiled at the animals and took a deep breath in and out. Gentle flames flickered out of Dragon's mouth towards the twigs and leaves. The kindling began to glow as fire rose from them. Flames took off from the twigs, running to the branches, and finally began to settle on the logs. Crackling sounds filled the air as smoke floated up to the sky. The animals had seen dragon fire before, but wondered what this was. Then they felt the warmth spilling out from the fire on the logs. They stopped huddling together. The raccoons left their partially made shelter and scampered over to the fire. They basked in the glow and held their hands out, warming them. The bunnies quickly hopped over, taking their place around the dancing fire, followed by the squirrels. Bathed in the warmth of the fire's glow, the animals relaxed. The only sound filling the air was the crackling of the fire. Logs glowed red and orange as the coals broke off. They landed on the ground, shattering into a soft ash blanket. Feeling cozy and warm by the fire, the animals settled down for a nap. Dragon stretched and circled around to find a comfortable spot, shielding the animals from the wind. The sleepy dragon snuggled in for a nap as grateful thoughts rolled through the mind. The little dragon felt thankful for the twigs and branches feeding the fire. Dragon was happy to be able to help the animals stay warm in the cold weather. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful to have such wonderful friends. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep as the fire crackled and danced. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.